welcome, everybody. Let's Talk Real Estate, your weekly BS with Barry Saywitz about the current commercial real estate market here in Southern California. As we take a no BS look at both sides of the issues driving this market today to find the best solutions going forward. With our man in the middle, Barry Saywitz. Hey, Barry.
Hey, good morning, Paul, and good morning to all of our viewers and our listeners out there. It's Tuesday. We're back here again. We're talking real estate. I am Barry Saywitz, president of the Saywitz Company and managing partner of Saywitz Properties. And if it's one thing I've learned in my 30-plus years of doing this, it's to try and surround yourself with good people, get informed, make good decisions. And we're going to try and do that again today, and we'll try and enlighten you. And if we can't do that, we'll try and make something up that'll make you laugh, at least at the end of the day. Before we get going, though, I do want to do a shout-out for everybody since it is Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Thanks for tuning in again, and enjoy your time with your family, and be thankful for the things that you do have. And with all of that said, I want to welcome our guest, Bob Olson from RD Olson Development, principal, founder, real estate developer extraordinaire. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, so we had you here a couple of years ago. It's been a little while. And when you were here the last time, we were talking about an exciting project that you have that was just getting off the ground and was in the early stages of trying to get approvals from the various different agencies and entities. And you fast forward here today, you've made some real good progress. And so I figured we'd have you come back on and talk about where that stands, because it really is such an exciting project. It's the Dana Point Harbor redevelopment project that you're involved with. I guess give us a little bit of the background and who the different players are with that project, and then I want to get some updates from you on where things are at.
So great. Yeah, fantastic. Love talking about Dana Point Harbor. Very exciting project for South County. Back in 2018, three partners took over the harbor. That was our company, RD Olson Development, Burnham Ward, retail developers based out of Newport Beach, experts in their field, and then Billingham Marine, Billingham Financial, who Joe Uberoth is behind that and in charge of all the marina side development. So we have been in the entitlement process over the last 6 years. The retail and the harbor was all approved about 3 years ago. You'll see now that there's a new parking structure in place. We are about ready to start the retail side. The hotels were approved finally in June. We were 6 years in the Coastal Commission.
Wow.
You would think it would be an easy one to get done, given what we're doing, two hotels.
And what's crazy is six might seem the fast track compared to some other projects that I've heard about.
Lido House took us about a year to get through Coastal, so we felt like this was a lot. But there was a lot to it. They wanted to see affordable lodging. So one of the hotels is considered affordable lodging. We're turning, I don't want to say lemons, but an affordable hotel into kind of a hip and cool hotel with a small rooftop bar on it, sitting on the waterfront. The Dana House is a 130-room, think Lido House hotel.
Right.
On the waterfront with a rooftop restaurant and bar.
So it really is opposite ends of the spectrum. You've got this affordable, more boutique-ish kind of hotel, and then you've got this very high-end hotel. So you got both options if you want to shell out or not.
Yes.
And then I'm guessing the retail component of it will be all across the board as well. A variety of restaurants at the end of the day, retail shopping, touristy stuff.
It is about 130,000 square feet, all built out. Burnham Ward, they're really the best in the business, certainly in Orange County, of bringing in the restaurants and shops and some of the things they've done, even though it's outside of Orange County. LBX is a great example of what they've done and curated. They're more curators. And I think it's going to be very exciting for Dana Point and the residents there.
And I was looking at the videos and stuff online. And the whole concept is that you can walk around and experience the whole thing. And then the vibe is really tying in native plants from California and boardwalks and shiplap and the things that are really to the beach and the marina kind of environment to keep that theme with it.
So if you see the images, what's going to be there versus what's there today.
Yeah.
50% of the waterfront along where the retail is boater parking, and including in the hotels. So there's boater parking in front of the old hotel that we've been running now for 6 years, 7 years now. And so all of that, all the buildings come to the waterfront, or we create parkscape between the waterfront and the buildings. All the boater parking's on the other side. Some of the boaters are a little disappointed, but I think that the community in general is very happy with what they will get from this. So it's more activity, waterfront-based. The hotel's now coming to the waterfront versus sitting behind the boater parking. Okay.
But the marina got expanded as well, and so you push the long-term boats a little further away to a different area, or it's in the same spot as it was
before? No, Joe's company, Bellingham Marine, they have relaid out the harbor for better access for boating. We have handicap access now to the docks, which has never been before. We have public access down to some of the docks so that you can get in, bring your own watercraft down to the waterside. It's really spectacular.
Yeah, and it really will be an all-encompassing experience, and I think it's really going to add to Dana Point as a destination. Not that it isn't already, but it gives people another thing to go there and see and experience.
Yes. Yeah.
So what does timing look like? Because this thing's been going on for a while. What's the next phase, and then where do you see it going to get to fully finished?
It's a very complicated project. You think about it, we have to stay open. You have to have access for boaters to their boats. We're keeping some of the retail open to try and continue some sort of experience at the waterfront. At the same time, we want to get everything done and built. Our hope is that we are done by the Olympics. For the hotels, it's going to be a challenge, but retail certainly. But I mean, it's a total transformation and very complicated. So we are in final documents for a loan that's going to cover the rest of the retail and the rest of the marina. The hotels probably won't be able to start until Q2 next year.
It's a lot of phasing. It's kind of remodeling an apartment building with a bunch of people living there. You got to keep moving people around and putting up barriers and making sure everybody's okay, and as opposed to just blow and go or just knock it down and start over.
Yeah, if it was just blow and go, it'd be much easier.
Of course, and if you didn't have the complainers along the way.
Yeah, but for the most part, everyone's pretty excited about what we're doing.
Look, the end product is certainly way better than where it started, and you just got to muddle through the interim piece and get to the end game as quickly as you can. So it's exciting, and the city's behind it, right? Obviously now Coastal Commission on board with it, and really I think the whole community as a whole is going to benefit from the draw and from the revenue and from just getting Dana Point even more exposure.
Yeah, no, it's very interactive. Each of the uses are intertwined with each other. Hotel experience down to the retail, the various restaurants, you name it. I can't say who is about to sign leases or who has, but Burnham Ward will release those names as it's appropriate. But it's pretty exciting. Pretty neat groups coming.
Yeah, cool. It's exciting. Yeah. And so you have other projects going on, too. I know you built the Lido House in Newport Beach, where the old City Hall was, and you were telling me that you're doing some expansion and renovation and tweaking to that footprint. What's going on there?
So on the back of Lido House, we have five cottages. They're three-story, about 1,500 square feet, residences. And so those were a big hit. Actually, what we did is we took five different local designers to design each cottage in their interpretation of what our lifestyle is in Newport Beach and beach communities in Orange County. They're a hit. So the fire station became available next to our property. So we took that over, bulldozed it. By the way, we did a really fun demo party there. Brought in all the old firefighter guys that retired. The stories were incredible. But anyway, so now we're building five more, and we've brought in five more designers. And so it's really exciting. And it's a little noisy around the hotel, but it's a good noisy. Then we've created some new smaller meeting space. In fact, out on Newport Boulevard, we have a conservatory pre-made in England. It's inspired by my home that I built on Babel Island. And Lido House was inspired by my home. They're total Nantucket design. And so the conservatory is really a part of that. 750 square feet with a fireplace inside. You got to go see it. We're going to do a Christmas mart with Santa Claus on December 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
All right. free giveaways.
Yep.
Candy, free knee, wish for what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. And that hotel continues to be a draw for Newport Beach down there on the peninsula, and also just a place for locals to go and hang out at night and on the weekends.
Yeah, very much. So what Lido House is the locals' hotel, is what we say. Everything about Lido House is local. This is what Dana House is going to be. Everything local that tells the story of Dana Point, Dana Harbor, before the harbor was there. I mean, there's so much rich history in Newport Beach and Dana Point.
Yeah.
And so it's really, it's fun. Someone says, you work a lot. No, I don't work at all.
It's fun stuff, right? Yeah. You're doing exciting stuff, and that's neat.
Yeah.
And then you've got another project in Sedona in Arizona. I guess talk about that. That's a little different ball of wax, right?
Yeah, very different. We, over the course of the last 4.5 years, acquired and entitled 12 acres in downtown Sedona, a quarter of a mile of Oak Creek. If you know where that is, it's ground zero. And Sedona, it's really the capital of experiential travel.
Yeah.
And there's a shortage of high-quality lodging, spa experience, restaurants.
Especially right in the town.
Yeah. We're 200 yards from Topolaki Village, which is a artesian village of local artists, and it's very cool. And we're 0.5 mile from probably the biggest and best trailhead. This is where the future of travel is. It is. That segment of travel is on fire, and it is.
People really go there for the relaxation, for the experiential experience, if you will, the holistic, the healing. I mean, it's all of that wrapped up. You feel, I don't know, last time I was there, I felt like I was not alone. I don't know how else to explain it.
It's the one of the things that there's actually a book on the vortexes of Sedona. In fact, just kiddingly, I told friends, we have a vortex on the property. How do you know I moved it over there? Just kidding. But it is very spiritual there.
Yeah.
You go there, some of the hikes, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's world renowned for what it has to offer for travelers.
And where are you at in the stages of development on that project?
We are out just getting ready to go to our lending community for a loan, and we'll probably pick a lender by year end or first few weeks of January. Hopefully get started Q1.
And then a time frame for completion with that?
About 18 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you'll be off and running.
Off and running.
It's a good segue into what I wanted to ask you next, which is the lending side of things, because you're a real estate guy and you've been doing it a long time with a variety of different projects. And I'm reading on my phone this morning, they're talking about the Fed meeting coming up, whether the Fed's going to drop rates in December or in January or both, and whether that's going to do anything for anybody, the commercial side of things or the residential side. I'm curious your thoughts on how that plays into the overall economy and then how it works back into your business, if at all.
The Fed, as much publicity as they get about what they're going to do with interest rates, it's really only short-term interest rates that they have an effect on. So for floating rate loans, I think it matters, but for 10-year treasuries, they're very little effect.
I think commercial guys, it's a minimal effect.
It's a mindset, probably more than anything. Where do we see things going? It's been a tight last 12 months, for sure. No one was sure where the election was going to go, for the most part. And when Trump came in, talked about tariffs, people froze a bit. That's been easing up. I think we're going to see lenders, and what we're hearing from the lending community is that it's going to open up for construction loans. Construction for hotels is probably the hardest to get done. We've refied 2 or 3 hotels in the last 12 months, no problem. But low leverage, right? So favorable interest rates, and so not a problem. Get a construction loan.
Different ballgame.
Yeah. There's no leases signed.
It's just, hey, I need money. I got nothing really to show you. Then I'm going to build it.
You
got
to be pretty optimistic to be a hotel developer.
And the history of you've got a relationship with the lender, you've got a track record, all those great things, which you have, still runs up against headwinds in today's environment because you still have banks that are just gun shy about trying to make a mistake.
Yeah, the very big banks are the most gun-shy.
Yes, I found that. And they stay in the lane. So if you're outside the lane, which I am like three lanes over here, it's a difficult conversation. And then the big banks say, look, why do I need to do this? I really don't need to do this. And then the smaller banks, it's just a struggle to stretch.
Yeah, but there's optimism even at the big banks. That's where direct discussions.
I feel like they want to lend, but then they, at the end of the day, getting them to lend on some terms that make any sense is a different story.
Yeah.
And I think going forward, hopefully if the rates come down, it'll ease things up a little bit. I think on the residential side, I'm curious your thoughts. The perception is, hey, if rates come down, then my mortgage payment could come down, and then maybe I could refi, or I could afford a little bit more, or I'd go out and buy or think about doing something. And I think that just feels like it would create more volume, transaction volume in the market, which might help just spur things along.
Yeah, for interest rate sensitive home buyers, yes, absolutely makes a big difference. And our contacts at some of the bigger banks say that when interest rates, who knows if we'll get there or not, get to 5%, it will be a flood of buyers and sellers.
Yeah.
Interesting to see.
Well, knock on wood, that's what they hope. And all the mortgage guys and the escrow people that have been waiting for it, they're back. But we'll see if that goes. And then in terms of just when you are building stuff on the construction side, what are you seeing in terms of cost of construction, cost of labor, and then how does that factor in with inflation, tariffs, and wages? Those are all factors that just run up the cost.
As we also have a construction company,
right,
R.D. Olson Construction, based in Irvine. And we're still busy. What's the cost of construction? How busy are you? I think the cost of construction is related, certainly cousins, of how much work is going on in the industry. Things have not seemed to have slowed down for our company, but I think the industry is flat for commercial construction. You would think, given all the construction loans and dearth of construction lending, that it would have slowed down. But we have the 10th largest project under construction in Los Angeles. It's a hotel complex and mixed-use project. But so back to cost and construction. It reflects essentially inflation, right?
Yeah.
And so we had some big years, 8-9% inflation.
And I don't find that it got reeled back so much. Like once it creeps up, it's just hard to reel it back. I think with certain sub-trades and people are more desperate to work or they want to work, then maybe they come back and they sharpen their pencil. But with the overall cost of things, nobody says, you know what, it's better than it was before. I'm gonna dial it back. I don't see it.
Yeah. We did see cost of construction come down with the financial crisis, about 20% over a 2.5-year period. Unless we see a substantial downturn, I don't think it'll go back.
So then you add that into your overall formula to try and get your return and things at the end of the day, and it's just another challenge.
There's a little line item on the budget called inflation.
Yeah, and you got to put that in there. And then
if you don't, you're going to get bit.
So I have a line item on my budgets. It's called insurance. And it's just a big question mark because you don't even know what it is or if you're going to get dropped or if it's going to go up 3% or 300%. Do you find that on these bigger projects or not so much because it's really you have more scale?
Yeah, no, insurance has been – we've been okay with it. It's not cheap, especially when they want earthquake insurance and
– yeah.
But we're for fire. We're typically in places where fire is not an issue.
Yeah. No, and if it is an issue, it's completely through the roof. And then for existing projects as opposed to the new stuff, you don't have an issue because everything's new and it's nice and it's all to code. You got an older building and then they come back and want you to upgrade it. And then you're stuck doing improvements and that you didn't know about just to keep your insurance in place.
Yeah.
And what's your prognosis for the economy as a whole in Orange County? We have people in here all the time from various different aspects of life, and everybody says, look, this is long-term, it's a place to be. I'm curious your thoughts on, you've been here a long time, and you're here, and you live here, and your business is here, so.
Yeah, we live in a bit of a bubble.
We do.
Right? In Orange County, relative to the state of California. We were up in LA County yesterday, actually city of LA, looking at a big project. And when I look around, it's a bit frightening. And I'm concerned. We have one hotel, existing hotel, in LA County. It's actually in Glendale, downtown Glendale. Done fine. The CDC has seemed to have done a good job, but when you step outside of Orange County, it's a different ball game. And so we travel to Dallas, Texas. My daughter's a senior at SMU. The place is on fire. Yeah, cranes are in the air, building office buildings of all things.
And not land constrained there, and not governmentally constrained.
Exactly.
Right? So
yep.
Frees you up.
Yeah. That said, there are more hotels rooms planned in Dallas than anywhere else in the country, with easy entitlements and easy to get done. Not necessarily the best for developers. Great for the consumer, though,
yeah.
Right?
Because, and then we'll see if it gets overbuilt and see how that goes. But there's no question there's better places to do business than California.
It's sad to say. Grew up in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, and to see what's happened there now. We've gone into San Francisco looking for opportunity, given the way things are turning around. I was a kid, grew up going into San Francisco. We'd take BART into the city and spend the day as kids, ride the cable cars, take elevators up, sneak our way into buildings and take elevators at the top. But it just went down into the pit, but coming back strong. AI is saving, I think, downtown, parts of downtown. There's some hope. There's some sparkle of light coming through in a few places. But again, back to Orange County, we're very fortunate to be where we are.
Really. And there's some other big projects on the horizon for other parts of Orange County to bring tourists and bring people not only in the western part of the United States, but internationally as well. I find that Orange County as a whole draws from really everywhere, right? You got people from Asia, you got people from Europe. They all like to come here.
What most of our residents don't realize is the amount of tourism that comes here. We're in the lodging, we're in the hospitality space, and we see it. So what we're seeing is that the upper end of the hotel lodging business is what's thriving. It's actually 6-7% growth, whereas the 3-star and below is flat, and say a Fairfield Inn is, they're struggling. But the Lido houses of the world and above, doing very well.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's about the experience for people, right? So it's not just a hotel that you're building an experience for people to come, and then they take that away with them, and they tell their friends and their family, and then they want to come back.
Yeah, and so most of our hotels are focused on tourism and business travel. Lido House, let's say you want to do a corporate board meeting for 15 people. You come on a Tuesday. Everyone's leaving on Thursday. A couple of the executives say, you know what, wait a minute, I'm going to call my wife and actually bring the kids down. We're going to stay for the weekend at Lido House, or vice versa. Someone comes for the weekend and they decide, wait a minute, we're going to do our board meeting here in a couple of weeks.
It's a good draw, and that makes perfect sense. In terms of future opportunities for your business, you're obviously out looking at other things and other opportunities. Do you find that the other opportunities that are out there are other folks that are either struggling that want to unload things, or is it other partnerships that are breaking up, or is it all of the above? Where are the deals going forward these days?
For us, we're looking at repositioning some. Over the last few years, repositioning a few hotels, but we're really best suited to build new.
Yeah.
New always wins. You can't unbuild some of the problems that there's some dinosaurs out there in our business, and I just don't know what you can do with them. There's so many rooms, and so our focus really is new build. And so what we're seeing is there's a number of projects that have been approved. Some make sense in our space, and we're kicking the tires and looking at taking them over, or they've struggled to get financing, or they're just deal fatigue. So we're interested in those. We're actually looking at one in San Diego now, San Diego County, and a few up in the Bay Area, and we're looking east as well.
And do you find when you go into these other areas that you take the temperature of the municipality that you're going to be in to make sure that they're on board with whatever it is that you think that you want to do so that you don't run into headwinds with them? I know you have a great relationship with Newport Beach and Dana Point, which makes it all the better, but I got to figure that's a big factor as well.
Yeah, you never know until you get down in the tent. In Sedona, we thought, this is going to be easy. Not so easy. And it's a very NIMBY area. It took us a lot longer than it should have. taken to get approved because it's a environmentally sensitive, it's a very accretive to the community, but there's a lot of retirees that have moved there and become
they don't change
a bit activist. But I'll tell you, at Lido House, we had some pushback at our hotel there. Employees are going to park in front of our house. There's parties going on every night, the music. Our best customers are
the people who can walk across the street who are the complainers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I find that as well. But at the time, they're the loudest cheerleaders.
It's hard to tell. People don't really know. Yeah. So.
And so if people want to find out more information about you or about these developments and the things that you have working on, where would they go? What's the website address that they could go to?
For development, it's rdodevelopment.com. And our construction company as well, RD Olson Construction, is rdolson.com. Pretty simple.
Yeah, easy stuff.
Yeah.
Look, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts and your wisdom and your projects with us, and it's exciting stuff. And I wish you and your family, and congratulations on your daughter graduating. My son's going to do the same, and then I don't know what the next step is. We'll take it one day at a time, but it's exciting as well. And much continued success to you and the company, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Barry. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So But I was just going to say, I'm Barry Saywitz, Bob Olson, R.D. Olson, Paul Roberts, OC Talk Radio, Sophia, our producer. Thanks to everybody who puts the show on every week. Thank you to you for tuning in and listening in. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you back here next week on Let's Talk Real Estate.
There you have it. You've been listening to Let's Talk Real Estate, your weekly BS with Barry Saywitz about the current state of the real commercial real estate market right here in Southern California. On Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studio here at the University of California Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.